Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, back on the Fan, taking your calls at 877-337-6666 ahead of the draft tonight.
All right, Sal, real quick before we get back to these draft calls. So today is April 25th, which means obviously yesterday was April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Will tomorrow, rather than being remembered for being April 24th, perhaps be remembered for something else? The day that Judge and Lindor busted out. We think.
Surprised you brought that up. Frankie looked pretty good from the left side. You know, I noticed, and I'm trying to look more into this at the video, he was using a different bat yesterday. And remember how we talked about his bottom hand falling off or slipping off? I don't know if he was holding the bat differently, if it was a different bat. He said after the game that it clearly was a different color bat. And he said Narvaez helped him pick out the bat, but it's the same model that they both use, I guess. But I'm still not 100% sold that there wasn't something else different because I was closely watching the grip.
Okay.
And he had a firm grip with his bottom hand, like it should be, on top of the knob.
That's what leads
on the bat.
That's what leads through the zone. You got to pull down with the bottom hand.
And you saw him square a couple up, crush a couple of homers.
He smacked that one home. That was a tank job.
Finally, he got to go. Hey, look, I called him out yesterday. He got to get the job done here. He's got to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And he did yesterday. I do think it's legit with Lindor. I think he's about to get going now. You don't.
Not really.
You're not buying him? What do you need to say?
I mean, first of all, Blake Snell was supposed to pitch. Yeah. Who the hell is this dude they wheeled out
What's
there?
The difference?
Huh.
Hey, Lindor had two guys yesterday. Big win for the Mets, as a matter of fact.
Very big win.
That was an important game. We didn't really get much into it yesterday, and we're not going to get much into it today, but that was an important win yesterday.
It was a big win, there's no doubt.
Great road trip. Well, not great. Very good road trip, too.
Well, you start out with the two wins, and it was always fun when you smack around Yamamoto, but then, 2-0 had a chance to turn into maybe 2-4.
Yeah,
that would have been very deflating. But, listen, I'm not convinced that Lindor is about to go on some tear. I don't think that was a very good pitcher. But again, I want to give credit where it's due. I don't want to slant overly negative. I mean, a couple of bombs, four knocks, bunch of ribbies. You did your job big time. But
with threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I do think the Mets are in a much better place. Like, they're coming home.
Yeah.
You got J.D. Martinez ready
coming
to play
back,
this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see where
season
you're at.
Season on. They're having a season. We talked about it yesterday. Like, I wouldn't have flipped out if the Mets lost yesterday, but it would have been like, uh-oh, are they going into the slide here that they may be tough to get out of? But no, they won the game that I thought that they had to win. They did their job. They're going to be close to a 500 team all year long, but you feel good right now coming off the win, coming off a successful 3-3 road trip against the Dodgers and Giants. Back home, Martinez coming back, Lindor getting hot,
Senga coming back soon. Yeah,
all of a sudden,
I haven't heard anything about Senga the last week or two. You?
I have not. No, which is probably a good thing. Let him do his thing rehabbing.
Yep.
Yeah, and you mentioned Lindor, who he did it off of yesterday. I mean,
the A's aren't very impressive.
I mean, come on,
taking bows for Judge. It's one game.
You're not yet, but like Boone. Oh, yeah, Judgy and Soto going. What do you
don't
say? It's like chocolate
Rizzi.
Milk or
the
something?
RZA.
I don't know what is. Yeah. All right, Rizzo. Yeah, they look great against Oakland.
Yeah. I mean, win today, take 3 out of 4
and just
keep it moving here. The A's are horrendous. Although Bradford who pitched the night before? Is really good. And they found a way to scratch him.
Joe Boyle yesterday.
Who? Oh, yeah.
With Joey Boyle.
I was actually thinking of Pat because he had the goggles, too, like Boyle with the
glasses.
I don't
wear the goggles, man.
Oh, okay.
They're Oakleys.
Yeah, okay. Oakleys, whatever
Oakley
it was.
eyeglasses. They're not rec specs or goggles.
What do the Yanks got this weekend?
Like, remember, who was the first baseman?
Milwaukee?
Phillips?
Yeah, Jason Phillips.
He used to wear those things. Jeez.
Yeah. When did the Yanks play Baltimore? Is that next week?
I think it's this weekend. Well, hold on. I got to double check
at
now.
Milwaukee.
I'm still in the football and hoops
at
this point.
I thought it was at Milwaukee. Hoffa, you got the Yankee schedule here?
I'm popping
I thought
up.
It was at Milwaukee this weekend, then
they
at
Baltimore. They got to be hitting the road here. Have to be.
Yes. And then back home for the Tigers, if I'm not mistaken.
Milwaukee this weekend and then Baltimore Monday,
there
Tuesday.
There you go,
well,
baby.
One more with the A's first. Let's not, you know, count the dub here.
No. I want to get, well, they'll beat the A's tonight,
I would
assume.
And they'll be 18-8.
Okay,
and
which is great. This is a great start record-wise. Obviously, we want to see more. But at Milwaukee, all right, fun little, different type road trip. But then, the battle for supremacy in the AL East next week.
And I like the fact that it's not the first week. You get a couple of games on the board. The stats are kind of the stats. The stories are kind of the stories. That'll be a fun series.
I think that'll be the true first barometer for where the Yankees are at. And Orioles as well. Like, were they legitimate to what they did last year? Obviously, they're good again this year, but that's going to be the first real measuring stick.
Yeah, well, I thought the first four games in Houston were a different measuring stick.
True.
But
and they obviously succeeded that with, flying colors.
Boom time.
We
swept them.
I remember.
Just in case you forgot.
I know. I remember. Unfortunately, I remember well.